Day 8, hope. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Romans 5:2-5, NIV. Reporter. Elizabeth, tell me what was going through your mind when Zechariah returned from the temple and tried to relay Gabriel's news. Elizabeth. Well, needless to say, I was shocked that he was unable to speak. Something major had obviously happened, but I had no idea what or why he couldn't tell me. So I ran to get the writing tablet. Reporter. And once you read it? Elizabeth. Oh my! Tears of joy streamed down my cheeks. How could this be? I was in total awe of God's goodness and his favor on us. Reporter. Your husband asked Gabriel the same question, except not exactly from a place of wonder and awe. Were you disappointed by Zechariah's initial disbelief? Elizabeth. Zechariah is a good man, a righteous man, but I know how hope deferred can make the heart sick. I was disappointed for him, not in him. Reporter. You still had hope? Elizabeth. My desire was for a child, but my hope has always been in the Lord. You know, I think of all the times Zechariah and I prayed for a child during all those years of suffering barrenness, not knowing that every detail of John's conception, birth, and life had already been planned. Reporter. How did you respond to the news that your child would grow up to be the messenger who, in the strength of Elijah, would herald the arrival of the Messiah? Elizabeth. I still marvel at how we used to read about the one calling out in the wilderness, years before we knew that one would be our son. I dropped to my knees in awe of the Lord's favor. I was so completely overwhelmed with joy and gratitude. For the first 5 months of my pregnancy, I remained in seclusion, relishing the miracle inside me and what it would mean for God's people. He chose me for this. He chose me. Reporter. Why do you think it all happened the way it did? Elizabeth. Clearly, John's life was fashioned to fulfill the promises God made through his holy prophets. But why me? Why did I get to be his mother? Only God knows. I imagine he wanted to make it extra clear that it was all him, that nothing is impossible with God. Our miraculous little family is proof. And since no one can deny that, we'll boast all the more in the hope of the glory of God. We were chosen. Prayer focus. Be brave and ask God not to relieve you of the tough circumstances or long wait for answers, but to change you through them. Moving forward. What suffering have you experienced that has produced perseverance, character, and hope? What was the evidence of your spiritual growth? Have you ever been brought to tears over God's goodness and favor? Describe the circumstances.